ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Pope Francis did not celebrate Easter Mass as he continues to recover from double pneumonia, but he did appear to greet tens of thousands in St. Peter's Square.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buona Pasqua.
A happy Easter wish, and this year all Christians are celebrating Easter today, and ABC's Dave Packer says that's unusual.
Catholic and Orthodox churches are marking Easter together this year, despite usually using different calendars. It's rare, but leaders like Pope Francis and Orthodox Patriarch Bartholomew want to make it permanent. Pope Francis even joked it's a bit ridiculous when churches celebrate Christ's resurrection weeks apart.
Vice President J.D. Vance in Rome met with Pope Francis. The Vatican says they exchange Easter greetings. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to roll back its late Friday decision to block deportation of a group of migrants under the Alien Enemies Act. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A nonprofit is working to help the farmers who lost federal grant money. Judith Ruiz Brandt reports.
The Honor Farmer Contracts Act would order the United States Department of Agriculture to resume paying farmers from previously signed agreements. The Michael Fields Agriculture Institute is one of more than 350 organizations that have signed on to a letter of support to Congress. Ryan Martin, the executive director, says federal cuts have impacted both their network and their organization.
There's also a lot of legal and operational chaos. So we're sort of stuck navigating these legal gray zones around signed contracts. My part-time job right now, unfortunately, has been canceling contracts and laying off contractors, and we've had to lay off several staff.
The act would require the USDA to unfreeze all signed agreements and contracts, make past due payments quickly, and prohibit the agency from canceling contracts unless there is a breach of contract. The sudden cuts blindsided farmers across the country. Hundreds of farmers in the upper Midwest region participate in USDA-funded programs that pay farmers for serving their communities. Clint Bland, owner of Bland Family Farm and Farms of Illinois.
This funding has far more impacts than just paying one farmer. All this food was going out throughout the communities that we were serving to disadvantaged folks who needs food. And then it was also helping the business, and everything was just kind of flowing around. It kept the money right here and helped out the community.
Bland says the uncertainty has forced him to make operational changes, such as staff cuts and modifications to planting strategies to mitigate potential losses. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Brewers lose to the A's.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. 30,000 fans at AmFam Field last night. The game over in just 1 hour and 59 minutes. The Crew losing to the A's 3-1. The Brewers could just not get it going against the A's. Luis Severino, who was signed to a 3-year deal worth $67 million, a franchise record. Pat Murphy after the loss.
William hit a ball right to the fence. Churio smoked the ball to right field. Terang hit two balls hard. Mitchell had a great night. A couple hard contacts. Yeah, the guy's a veteran. And they paid him, I don't know how much they paid him this year. A lot of money.
It was a record deal bond.
That's why they did, because he's good.
NBA, the Bucks look to game two Tuesday night after losing game one yesterday. 117-98 to the Pacers.
We're not going to beat them scoring 98 points. We're not going to beat them when we have 15 assists and 10 turnovers. We're just not. We got to get back to our spacing, trusting, playing downhill, moving the ball. And I think we'll be better.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the low 30s. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, some showers possible in the afternoon and evening, high upper 50s. Still some rain around Monday morning. Clearing out for Monday afternoon, high mid 50s.
Currently 35 degrees.
Here's another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK. 4K orientation for Amory students is coming Friday, April 25th. for students who will be 4K this fall. Please register in advance. For more information, contact Alene Elementary School at 715-268-9771, extension 262. Another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Film Festival program director Kirsten Larson and Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison discusses their new lineup. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The music of the stars. Happy Easter, everybody.
Good morning. I'm Lou Regani. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And on most of these stations, we're on till high noon. Still to come, a legend about a great movie about the day. Yes, of course, I'm talking about Easter Parade, Irving Berlin. And what a story there is behind the scenes. I invite you to join us. Good morning, all our stations out there. All the stars that made the great songs and still do. The music of the stars on Civic Media. And a few surprises all the way to our high noon disbandment for this day, but as always, next week, if you miss anything, but try not to miss anything. It's the greatest day in the Christian tradition, and we'll celebrate that. Happy Easter, everybody. God bless us, everyone. The music of the stars.
BC special presentation.
Buona sera. Welcome to Rome, the eternal city. I, being the eternal optimist, thought it would be a wonderful idea to come here to Rome and bring a message of peace during this Easter holiday and to absorb some of the wonders of this remarkable city. So I contacted a few young friends of mine, and soon we were on our way to Italy with our valigia all packed. And before I had a chance to say, I'm... Diamo, we were here.
Once again we have gathered up the gang for a cultural expedition. My friends and I took to the sky for a flight from home, all the way to Rome, harboring a secret hope that we might meet the Pope. We arrived here in old St. Peter's Square, and we're really in fine condition. The skies are fair, spring is in the air, and the guidebook said good times are ahead. And we're gonna do our best to be the perfect guest.
Okay, kids, come on. Matt, Danny, Tim, everybody.
Seven hills and a million thrills, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
Ancient ruins and modern doings, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
Fine old buildings dating back 2,000 years or more. Catacombs and domes and fountains. Stately homes and lush green mountains. Cobblestone streets.
Ice cream treats.
And every kind of store you could ask for. Cars that race and a pizza place, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
Fine red vino and cappuccino, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
Colosseums, atriums and forums by the score and cats.
Dozens of cats, that's Rome.
The city, one is struck with a sense of wonder. All the famous landmarks we go over, around and under. The Spanish steps and aqueducts and statues line the route.
That's why all the pigeons come here.
Cute, my friend, real cute. Traffic signs and majestic pines, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
Choirs singing and church bells ringing, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
The Pantheon,
where everyone goes.
The Appian Way,
that everyone knows.
St. Peter's Square,
that's Rome, that's Rome.
The Sistine Chapel,
that's Rome.
The Vatican,
that's Rome, that's Rome.
The River Tiber, the Knights of Rome,
the lights of Rome,
the sounds,
the smells,
the sights of Rome.
The welcome mats are out in Rome, at all the habitats in Rome.
And don't forget the cats in Rome.
Sammy Davis, Jr.
On a wonderful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky. Dare any raindrop to plop in my eye on a wonderful day like today. On a wonderful morning like this, when the sun is as big as a yellow balloon. Even the sparrows are singing in tune on a wonderful morning like this. On a morning like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's mine, and I will pay. May I to say that the whole human race go down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for mornings like these on a wonderful day like this. On a morning, I everybody, I'm of love and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's mine, and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for mornings like these, for the world's in a wonderful way.
Today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky. There any raindrop to pluck in my eye. On a wonderful day like today, on a wonderful morning like this, when the sun is as big as a yellow balloon, even the sparrow singing too. On a wonderful morning like this, on a morning like this, I would kiss everybody. I'm so full of joy and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The place is mine, and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for mornings like this, for the world's in a wonderful way, on a wonderful day like today. Everybody, I'm so full of joy and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The place is mine, and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for mornings like this, for the world's in a wonderful way.
The JFC Big Band. Marilyn May next. Elmer Bernstein.
Will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way? Here's where we separate the notes from the noise, the men from the boys, the rose from the poison ivy. Back in the bunch, I came up with a this was an up and Adam day. It's one of those spells where you hear the right bells and your horoscope tells you to say. Will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way? Will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way?
ashes back in the group. I came up with the scoop. This was the time to rise and say, I've got in my eye such a jubilant sky that the 4th of July will look gray. Will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way? And let a winner lead the way.
Look out. Judy Holliday. Those bells are ringing. 1960. Jerome Robbins.
Thank you.
Music of the Happy Easter, everybody. That's Julie Stein at his very best.
It's Easter time. The bells on the hill are ringing, ringing once again. There's a smile on the face of this weary world that seems to say amen. It's Easter time, the bonnets are gaily nodding, nodding to and fro, while the folks walk to church as they did so long ago. And there's a basket on the dining room table with fancy Easter eggs for all. And there's a lily in all its glory waiting in the hall. It's Easter time. The dawn of the year is shining in the hearts of men, with the joys and the hopes that have risen once again.
Easter eggs for all.
And there's a lily in all its glory waiting in the hall. It's Easter time, the dawn of the year is shining in the hearts of men, with the joys and the hopes that have risen once again.
It's Easter time.
It's Easter time.
One at a time, to find their way out through the narrow door and fly away. Thus, having accounted for the empty cage beside his pulpit, the preacher went on to tell what seemed at first like a separate story about how once upon a time Jesus and the devil had engaged in a negotiation. Satan had boasted how he had baited a trap. In Eden's garden, he had baited a trap, and he'd caught himself a world full of people. What are you going to do with all those people in your cage? Jesus wanted to know. The devil said, I'm going to play with them, tease them, make them marry and divorce and fight and kill one another. I'm going to teach them to throw bombs at each other. I'm going to have fun with them. And Jesus had said, you can't have fun with them forever. When you get tired of playing, then what are you going to do with them? And Satan had said, damn them, they're no good anyway, damn them, kill them. Jesus said, "How much do you want for them?" Satan said, "You can't be serious. If I sell them to you, they'll just spit on you. They'll hate you. They'll hit you and hammer nails into you. They're no good." Jesus said, "How much?" Satan said, "All of your tears and all of your blood, that is the price." And Jesus took the and paid the price and opened the door. Now our purpose of Easter in a dozen words. Jesus lived a good life in a wicked world to show us that it could be done. He died and he rose again to show us that we could do that too. Paul Harvey, good day.
Music of the Stars. I found something interesting. Did I tell you that I'm a big Ma and Pa Kettle fan? It wasn't all funny, you know. It was a great series, a loving family all together. And Percy Kilbride, who played Pa Kettle, was a great actor. He did some villainous roles too, but we'll forget about that for the moment. And in one sequence, Pa Kettle gets up at the church on a Sunday and gives his sermon on life. Check it out.
I don't know how to preach a sermon. I can't quote from scriptures, although I know all the words. I wouldn't know how to put them together. But I can speak from my heart. I can say how thankful I am that I have kids. I'm thankful for the food we get and the clothes we wear. A lot of folks are always asking God for something instead of being thankful for what they've got. I figure if he wants you to have it, it'll come because you deserve it. He gave us the mountains, the trees, the water, and the fertile land. He gave men the ability to make things and grow things. He put gold and silver, coal and oil under the ground. All man has to do is dig them up. Why, I figure that he kind of wants you to help yourself a little. He don't want to do it all. If I found out right now there was oil under my land, would I be lazy? No, sir. Right away, I'd get geared up and crowbar to an oil well. The whole world could be a better place to live in if everybody would do like I do. Each morning when I wake up, I say, I thank you, God, for letting me live to see another day. And at night when I go to bed, I say, dear God, please let me live to see another tomorrow so I can prove to you that I can be a better man than I have been today. Amen.
On a wonderful day like today, on a beautiful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky on a beautiful day like today. On a wonderful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky. Dare any raindrop to plop in my eye on a wonderful day like today. On a wonderful morning like this, when the sun is as big as a yellow balloon, even the sparrows are singing in tune on a wonderful morning like this. On a morning like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill.
Let me say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's mine and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees, show that we're grateful for mornings like these, for the world's in a wonderful way, on a wonderful day like today. I'd defy any cloud to appear in the sky on a wonderful day like today. Even the sparrows are singing in tune on a wonderful day like today. On a morning like this I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and stuff. Let me say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's mine and I will pay the bill. Ah, may I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees and pray, show that we're grateful for mornings like these, for the world's in a hell of a way, on a wonderful day like today.
Trees of green, red roses too, I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, wow, what a beautiful world. I see clouds of gray and clouds of white, the bright blessed day and the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, modest ain't a bad word. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky. It's also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? Why, all they're saying is, I love you. I hear babies cry, and I watch them grow. Might I learn much more, than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a beautiful world. Yes, I think to myself,
this ain't such a bad world. You know that?
Joe Pesci. Bob Thiele wrote that. The Music of the Stars. Happy Easter. And Tony Bennett. Frank Duvall and the orchestra.
Calling, calling, dear loved one, can't you hear each throbbing part of my faithful heart? Come to me, make all my sighs disappear. Sweetheart, you must know that I love you so. Awake or sleeping, my heart in your keeping and calling to
my wonderful one, how my arms ache to hold dear, to cuddle and fold near to me. Just you, only you, in the shadow.
Music Sheboygan style with the Cordettes.
Oh, darling, can't you hear me calling? Calling to you soft and low.
Seventh heaven, isn't up so far. I see heaven from my lucky star. It's a wonderful life. Let it rain, let it shine. It's as wonderful as can be because you're mine.
Music of the Stars. Yeah, those are the lyrics to the movie that was never used, Dmitri Tiomkin's great score. I'm a big Tiomkin fan. We'll play more, but right now I want to tell you a little bit about The Robe, the first CinemaScope picture ever. Here's the music. The Music of the Stars. Alfred Newman, the first movie in CinemaScope. It was supposed to be an impressive picture, and it really succeeded. Kind of a gamble, like any cinematic innovation, but you can't overlook it. It was the story of Christ and his conflict with the Roman Empire. And the picture was lavish, spectacular, but unlike another biblical pageant, this one was soulful. A lot of qualities that they're irresistible for any composer like Newman's scope provide that musical score. These movies need intelligent scoring, and Alfred Newman, his music, and I'm a big fan, came one of the film's major assets. The story of Richard Burton as a Roman tribune supervises the crucifixion, and he wins the Christ's robe in a dice game. So there's a mystic quality there, and one which slowly turns the Roman tribune into a believer. The Music of the Stars. Movies, they do it well, don't they? Alfred Newman wrote that as well. He wrote that 20th Century Fox fanfare, and then he added that little trailer on it when CinemaScope became the way to go. The Music of the Stars, The Robe. We saw it together, my folks and I, at the old Kenosha Theater.
Who are you?
My name is Judas.
Rome, master of the earth, in the 18th year of the Emperor Tiberius.
From Caligula, the courage of a military tribune must not be squandered in the baths and banquet halls of Rome. You are ordered to the garrison at Jerusalem.
What Caligula hopes he has given you is your death sentence.
Try to endure it, Marcellus. Grow hard. Watch the hand of the man who walks behind you. Take nothing on faith. Bind yourself to no man.
In the great days of Greece, we Romans were no more than barbarians.
I spoke to you, the man Jesus.
Where is he? Fanatic.
For the rest of the world, didn't correct.
Well, what do you expect me to do about it?
The spell, isn't it? You with your heart and your mind.
Face it, Marcel.
Don't be afraid of me.
I want the Roman traitor who's responsible. The man who made fools of the whole Praetorian Guard. I want...
J. Robinson as Caligula. He had a story of his own to tell. Alfred Newman, The Robe, and Frank Sinatra.
Friends, a year is ending and a new one is beginning. And burdened though we may be, discouraged with our failures, bogged down with the cares of everyday living, still we can take heart in this blessed season. One little truth can help us along. A simple phrase in a childhood poem: God's in his heaven, all's right with the world.
Thy kingdom come.
forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Music of the Stars. Welcome to all our affiliates. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. On most of these stations, we're on till high noon. Morning, Madison, WMDX, 1580 and 92.7. Happy Easter, everybody. We're here till noon on most of these Civic Media radio.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A limited role on Easter Sunday at the Vatican for Pope Francis as he continues to recover from double pneumonia.
Pope Francis appearing at the events and pinning this Easter's Orbi et Orbi message.
Maestro,
the Pope blessing the crowd and briefly spoke in a low voice, introducing the message before it was read out by the Master of Ceremonies.
Futuro di pace.
The Pope's words calling for peace around the world, mentioning almost every conflict on the planet and voicing his support for the acceptance of immigrants.
To ABC's Marcus Moore at the Vatican, Vice President J.D. Vance had criticized the Pope's stance on immigrants. The Vice President and Pope saw each other this morning. The Vatican says they exchanged Easter greetings. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to roll back its weekend ruling that blocks the administration from using the Alien Enemies Act to deport suspected gang members. And severe weather threatening tens of millions, flooding in Moore, Oklahoma, blamed for two deaths. This is ABC News.